Upon one summer's morning, as I carelessly didn't stray down by the walls of Wapping, where I met a sailor gay, conversing with a bouncing lass who seemed to be in pain, saying, "William, when you go, I fear you'll never return again. His hair it doth in ringlets hang, his eyes as black as sloes. May happiness attend on him wherever that he goes. From Tower Hill down to Blackwall, she'll wander, weep and moan, all for her jolly sailor bold until he does return. Her father is a merchant, and the truth to you I'll tell, and in great London city, in opulence doth dwell. His fortune doth exceed 300,000 pound in gold, and he frowns upon his daughter, for she loves a sailor bold. But a fig for his riches, all his merchandise and gold. True love is grafted in her heart, she loves her sailor bold. Should he return in poverty from o'er the sea so far, unto her tender bosom will she press her jolly tar. Her sailor is as smiling as the pleasant month of May, and oftentimes they have wandered all through Ratcliffe Highway, where many a pretty blooming girl they happy did behold, reclining on the bosoms of the jolly sailors bold. So come all ye pretty fair maids, whomever that ye be, whom love a jolly sailor bold that ploughs the raging sea, while up aloft in storm and gale from you his absence mourn, and firmly pray Godspeed the day he home will safe return. Her name it is Maria, she's a merchant's daughter fair. She's left a home and family and 3,000 pound a year. Her heart is pierced by Cupid's dart, she shuns all glittering gold, and there's nothing can console her but her jolly sailor bold."